Hello, and welcome to the first installment of the Rambling Dads podcast. The intro song was Children Are Playing a Game by Dragon, which you can find through the Free Music Archive, which I will include in the show notes. You may be asking, why did I want to start a podcast about being a dad? I've had a lot of good male role models in my life, and I realize so have most people. And then I thought about all the stories that I've been told over the generations from my great-great-grandfather on down. And I thought it would be a shame if I didn't document these stories. And then I thought, what's the hurt in sharing the stories? I could document them and give people a laugh, a chuckle, a tear, or bring memories back of their own instances where they experienced the same thing or something similar. And I thought, this is the best way to do this. A podcast where I give stories that I've been told. Listeners can submit stories that they know, and we can all share in this greatness of dad. And what I mean by dad is the mom who has to play mom and dad. Dad, of course. Grandfathers, uncles, great-grandfathers. You yourself as a parent, as a grandparent, as a brother, anything. It's all different incarnations under the single title of dad. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to help me in this goal of sharing all the great stories of dad, go to ramblingdad.weebly.com and check out the website. When you get to the website, there's an explanation on the homepage about my goal, which I just mentioned. There's also a tab for stories, which some have been submitted by a person eagerly awaiting for the podcast. There's a picture slideshow of photos I already have of men in my life that have influenced me, and I encourage everyone else to submit pictures. The pictures are not tagged with names. They are remaining anonymous for anyone that is worried about their privacy. I have a blog page, which I've been trying to keep up every 3 to 4 days. Now, the Rambling Dads activity tab, people might be wondering what's going on. I'm just going to try to keep up and give information about the podcasts, anything special I'm doing, projects, whatnot, that might be interesting to the listeners or the readers. The podcast page where the podcast will be posted. I also have links. Anybody that adds to the show, that has a web page, any such thing, I will put you on the links page so people can check you out. If you are taking the time to add to this huge undertaking of supporting dad and putting stories out of dad, I want you to get the credit, and I want people to see what you're all about. And then I have a tab that is for the dads that have gone, the dads that have passed away, the dads that are no longer with us. And I am hoping that people will submit to that so that I may post to honor your dads that are no longer with us. Again, I understand privacy issues. If you just want to put a first name and nothing else and a description, that's fine. That's what I would post. Currently, I have my grandfather and my stepdad on there, and all their information for birth date and death date. And the last tab is to contact me. That's where you can give me all your good or bad support. If you think I need to improve, I will listen. Criticism, whether good or bad, is always good to take in and try to improve yourself. And it's also listed there, the email that you can reach me at, too. So this is the podcast. I hope that everybody will enjoy this podcast. A segment that I will have in the Dad's Podcast, I'm going to call Dad News, of being a dad, and help along with information, suggestions, and the such. The article I found for this show, it can be found at parent.net. I will put the link in the show notes. The article deals with party ideas. My youngest daughter's birthday is next month, So it's been on my mind exactly what we're doing for her party. So this gave me actually a few things that I never thought of. It goes through the normal suggestions of theme, no theme, and how a theme helps you, especially for your younger kids dealing with decorations and such. It's a lot easier. One recommendation that I did not know about that I found very interesting is they are suggesting when you invite children, you do not invite more children than your child has an year of age. For instance, my daughter will be 5, so it's suggesting not to invite more than 5 children. It seems to be an attention issue. The children can keep track of all their friends instead of being overwhelmed. And there's some other small little suggestions that could come in handy. I have a segment that has been submitted to me by someone that I met playing an online video game. He goes by the name of Skaggy the Poet. Skaggy is a dad, and he writes poetry for the online game I play on a different podcast. He also writes his own poems, which they can be found at skaggythepoet.wordpress.com, which I will put in the show notes. And he has been nice enough to write a poem for my inaugural cast. So without further ado, here's Skaggy the Poet.
Whistles. He was never home for long. Drove a bus for London Transport. He knew where he belonged. Number 18 down to Euston. Double decker, move along. Double decker, move along. My own.
Hello there, my name's Skaggy the Poet, and it gives me great pleasure, I might say, to be asked to record a poem for this new podcast by my good friend, Mr. Mascarene. It's a no-brainer, really. He asked me to write a poem about fathers, or dads, or daddies. I am one myself, I'd just like to point out, so I do have a teeny, tiny bit of experience in the area, thanks to my three-year-old daughter. So, here we go. What does the word father actually mean? The letter F is for friend, because sometimes we're your best. And in equal amounts, also your worst. But whatever you say, we are always around, whether you're greeting us with a hug or a curse. A is for anxiety, something we live on, all the way from your first steps to first dates. We are constant martyrs to our nerves, but only because we want anything you do to be great. T represents my role as your timekeeper, a role we really had no choice in, from waking you up for a bottle of milk, or reminding you to get up when you fancy a lie-in. E is for being an expert in anything that's required, at whatever time of the day our advice is sought. And whether the sun or the moon is up, you can pick our brains from anything like music to sport. R is for the realisation that hits us one day, that we no longer need to worry or fret, as you've turned out absolutely brilliant. And now help and advice from you we get. Hope you enjoyed that, Mr. Mascarene. I certainly enjoyed writing and recording it. Like my poems? Well, there's a link on the Rambling Dad's blog that you can find that will take you straight to my website, skaggythepoet@wordpress. All sorts of poems and shenanigans on there. Until we meet again, toodle pip.
Thanks a lot, Skaggy. I really appreciate you putting this little segment together for my first podcast, and we hope to hear more from you. Another segment that I want to have on the show, which I will post on the Ramblings of a Proud Dad on the website. This week, I'm going to read you something submitted by Skaggy the Poet, titled, The 5 Best Things My Dad Did For Me. The 5 Best Things My Dad Did For Me That I Hope to Do With My Kid Follow. Number 1, let me blowtorch the doors when he was doing DIY for an 8-year-old. To be allowed to use an implement that sprayed fire was a great experience. 2, encourage me in my love of computers by buying me one for Christmas in 1985 and then pretending not to be disappointed when all I did was play games on it. 3. Took me to the cinema to watch such great films as Star Wars, Clash of the Titans, Mad Max 3, and Arabian Adventures, to name a few. I look forward to having a good excuse to watch these types of film and not having to spend hours persuading the wife that she will enjoy Iron Man, etc. 4. When I was in the hospital, bought me comics to read. 5. Encouraged me to write, draw, and use my imagination. Cheers, Pop. Thank you, Skaggy. Because this is the inaugural cast, this cast is a little shorter than my goal. My goal is to stay around 20 to 30 minutes, since the average commute is 20 minutes. So thanks for listening. Please visit the website. Let me know if I can do anything else to improve the podcast. I hope you can deal with my growing pains as I go through this and try to improve on being a podcaster. And I hope I can bring you some great stories, some great quotes from all our dads. Thanks for listening.